That song just captures so well what it's all about. Jesus died for you. Jesus died for me. He laid down his life. He poured out his blood for us. This morning, one of my kids walked up to me and handed me their cell phone. And they had a devotional up, one of the little online daily things you can read, and took a minute to read it. And it's like, wow, that's really powerful. So I wanted to just kind of share what they were talking about in that devotional today. Talking about communion and talking about that we remember Jesus' body broken for us, Jesus' blood poured out for us on the cross. He gave himself for you and for me. And he told us, do this in remembrance of me. So that's what we do weekly. We take bread and juice and we remember what Jesus did for us. And this article pushed on that a little bit more and said, is it just the doing this? Is it just the ritual of taking bread and juice that Jesus told us to do? Or was it maybe more than that? Jesus laid down his life for us. Jesus' body was broken for us. His blood was poured out for us. And Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. Yes, take bread and juice and remember what he did for us. But I allowed my body to be broken for you. I poured my life out for you. You do that for others. We're supposed to follow Jesus, right? We're, as Christians, we're Christ followers. We follow Jesus. And so one of the things that means is that we do what he did. That doesn't mean that we can pay for anyone else's sins. It doesn't mean that we should try to be crucified. Not that. But are there ways that in the daily routine you can lay down your life for another? You can allow your life to be poured out for the good of others. The devotional pointed out the fact that in Mark, it's Mark chapter 14 that talks about Jesus taking bread and breaking it and telling his disciples, "This is my body." Taking the cup of juice, wine, and saying, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many." Right before that, in Mark, there is a woman who comes into the house and takes an alabaster flask of ointment, pure nard, very costly, and she broke the flask and poured it out over his head. This probably represented this woman's past. We don't know exactly how she earned this, but it quite possibly was the wages of illicit behavior. It was also her future. It was very costly. This was her retirement plan, her savings plan. She took everything that represented who she was, her past, broke that and poured it out at the feet of Jesus. She took everything she may have hoped to become, all her security, and she broke that and poured it out on the feet of Jesus. Are you willing this morning to do this in remembrance of Jesus? We will take communion together to remember what he did for us, and we can never pay him back. Don't ever think, oh, if I do things, good things for others, maybe that will pay off some of the debt. No. However, we're invited, because we've been set free, because we've been freely forgiven, we're invited to freely forgive others. We're invited to love and serve and be broken to serve others. I'm going to invite some of the men to come. We're going to give thanks for bread that reminds us of Jesus' body broken on the cross. Juice that reminds us of his blood poured out to wash away our sins. We're going to give thanks. We're going to serve. If you are a follower of Jesus, a believer in Jesus, I'd invite you to remember with us. And just reflect as you hold that in your hand before we take that together. Reflect on, look at what Jesus did for me. Worship Him. And ask Him, in what way can I do this? For my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, for people in my community, people in my family, how can I follow Your example and be broken, poured out for others? Father, thank You. Thank You for sending Your only Son to die on the tree, to pay my price, to take in Himself all of my sins and pay the price in full. Jesus, thank You for pouring out Your life for others, for us. Lord, we will never fully understand or fully appreciate the depth of what You did for us, what it cost. We are amazed. Lord, help us to deepen in our affections for You today. Lord, help us to follow Your example, to love and serve others the way You have loved us. Thank You for bread and juice that reminds us of the infinite cost that was paid to purchase us as Your own treasured possession. Thank You in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, You were pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brings us peace fell on You. By Your wounds, we are healed. Lord, You didn't deserve any of it, and yet You took it willingly in our place for our sins, for our salvation, to rescue us. Thank You. Thank You for allowing Yourself to be broken and poured out on a rescue mission to set us free. We remember what You did for us. His body broken for You. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.